News. Joyce turns 105. On the 30th of April 2025, Joyce celebrated her 105th birthday. Joyce Pullman is a delightful member and such an inspiration. During our visit, we Googled the oldest person in the UK and in the world, and she was very proud that it's women that live the longest. Throughout the day, Joyce was surrounded by family and friends, with her one son and daughter-in-law making the journey from America to spend this special day with her. She has received several visits from the mayor since her 100th birthday and declined a visit this year. Top 10 lessons Joyce's family have learnt from Nana Joy. She helped her country by cleaning the weapons in World War II, the value of exercise in keeping healthy and fit, showcasing tremendous independence, positive attitude, learning to ride a bike gives you freedom, humility and modesty, competitive spirit, sense of humour, keeping your mind sharp, the power of a phone call. Maybe we all need to adopt these principles for longevity. 26 Mile Fundraiser. On Sunday, the 1st of June 2025, Phil Lewis took on the fundraising Gower Coast Marathon Walk Challenge from Rosslea to the Mumbles. Completing the incredible challenge in just under 14 hours, he walked just over 70,000 steps, accompanied by Sam Thomas from the charity and his two friends, Colin and Chris. Sam said, "We were honoured to be part of this incredible experience. The walk was challenging, with various terrains and steep inclines that Phil overcame with great determination and confidence." Phil used a wide range of mobility skills and was able to follow in many places, but used guiding skills for the more complicated areas on the route. He used the new No Jab cane on the rough terrain. This is an incredible achievement, and Phil should be feeling very proud of what he has overcome and achieved. At this moment in time, he's raised over £1,000 for the charity and is now thinking of what the next challenge is. Watch this space. Planning to remember. Request your wreath now. Last year, the number of you actively taking part in your local remembrance commemorations grew. Colin Adamson laid a Blind Veterans UK remembrance wreath at the Horwich War Memorial as part of the commemorations in his local community in 2024. Colin says, "It means so much to me to have had the opportunity to lay a wreath in my local community, as there are so many from my community who have sacrificed so much across so many conflicts. Last year, in addition to laying my wreath, I was also asked to recite the Kahima epitaph. When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today, which was a real honour." If you are planning to take part in your local remembrance commemorations this November and would like to lay a Blind Veterans UK wreath, please contact your community support worker before the 1st of September. They will need the name of the memorial or church where the commemoration will take place. Wreaths are limited and will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. As with previous years, we will be reaching out to individuals and organisations to fundraise or make a donation in order to support this activity and the continued provision of support in our communities. If you're part of a group or know a local business that could be part of our Gift a Wreath campaign, email fundraising@blindveterans.org.uk or telephone 0300 111 2233. For more information about Gift a Wreath campaign, visit blindveterans.org.uk/support-us/fundraise-for-us/gift-a-wreath.